Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. How are you doing? I have to be honest with you. I was out like a light. I've been doing quite a bit of things, and I thank God. My apology for my tardiness. I have to ask y'all a question. Give 1 second. Allow me to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Lord knows I thank you. I thank you for having the ability to just have patience. Touch us, Heavenly Father, when nobody else wants to be bothered with us, to ask you to forgive me for my sins. I thank you, Father God, because of the fact that I never knew what it could possibly be like to have somebody just love you just because. Just because, Father God. Thank you. I ask you to use me, Father God, according to your grace, your mercy. Provide for me, Heavenly Father, that which will cause the people to know that everything comes from me. It's coming from you. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. Today, my brothers and sisters, I was talking to somebody about how my spirit is getting to a point where it doesn't matter to me any longer how well a person can teach about God to me. It's how well a person can be in the image of God. I remember one time my mother said to my stepfather every time you do anything you feel as though you've done a lot, do so little until when you do something you celebrate. I was a child at that time, and I did not exactly understand that. And as I grew older, I began to understand it very well. Every time she said it, she would get popped in the mouth. But she felt as though it had to be known. That you need to start doing more. I was only talking about doing more with his children. Because he has 6 children. 4 boys and 2 girls. And he never spent any time with them. But the result of him not spending time revealed what he wasn't doing within time. As a matter of fact, my brothers have died, and all of them. My sisters are still alive, but only existing, and they have not allowed themselves to find that beauty in them that would have caused them to say I want to live. I bring that up only because of the fact that, well, let's go here. Let's go to John 10 and 10. John 10 and 10. When I started talking about how it doesn't matter to me what a person preaches, what are you doing? I found that I wasn't talking from emotion, intellect, from pride. I found that God literally speaking through me because he's grown or at the very least begin to talk through me because he wants it to be revealed. Stop talking it and begin walking it. And if we walk it, then we'll be talking. And we won't need to talk with our mouths. John 10 and 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come, you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. When I first heard Jesus say that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly, I was so excited, and the reason why is because child, growing up, I understood that you can be existing and not living. I understood that you can be not only just existing, but you can exist from the beginning and just awaiting to die. The devil is so clever until he can make it to where all you do is going from existing, where you can actually acknowledge that you know a little bit about life, and when I begin to understand that, I wanted to know what is it to live? What is it actually to have life? And my father answered that question to Genesis. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for this. Let's go to Genesis. God is so good to us until it's just tremendously outrageous. And unfortunately, we're not allowing ourselves to enjoy the beauty of living. Of living, I mean, to actually live. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Ooh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Just give me a second, my beloved brothers and sisters. I am with you. I am with you. Okay, thank you, Jesus. as I was going through this time, I was asking my Father, would you please allow me to live? Would you please provide for me the ability to enjoy life? And what does it mean to live? And he said, to be fruitful and to multiply. That's what I'm actually looking for at this time, though I do not see it. I will find it, hopefully, before this segment is over with. To be fruitful and to multiply actually means to follow God, to work for the Father and have the ability to fill in the gaps. Yes. To work for the Father and have the ability to fill in the gaps. What does that mean? How many times have you seen somebody going through something? To know that somebody has the ability to grow, to understand that somebody is unable to grow simply because they were in situations to live is to give life to something that's dying. To live is to love on a level that says, I see that something needs to be done, and I'm going to be a part of it getting done. So that the Father, Jesus, for this, that the Father can see that I am always working because I know that He is always working. I know that He's always making sure that I'm okay. That when I go through whatever it may be, doing fine for me, that He's working in my behalf. Not my allowing myself to be slothful, simply sitting around just existing so that I could just let the time go by. Like I begin to feel for people who just simply watching TV all day, who's not sitting down and planning something to do that has to do with living, volunteering somewhere, providing their time with somebody. God has given us the ability to be fruitful and to bring people in so that people can have an opportunity to know what it's like to live and be loved, so that we can set a blaze what God has done for us. I remember one time, and I mean this with all of who I am, I was driving a brand new car. I didn't have no license. Your car was full on drugs. I'm being packed. And I was coming down this particular street. It was where I was to drop off all the drugs to 17 people so that they had enough to last for the whole day, so that I would not have to drop off anymore. Anymore that day. And everybody that was working for me, along with other people, was all up against the wall. The police had locked that block down. And I, being in a foolish state of mind, did not see it until I made a U-turn down a block that I should not have. And when I went to park, the next person I saw was a police officer who asked me, looked me in my eyes, and said, "Do you have a warrant?" "No, sir." "Then get out of here." I knew that God was working on my behalf because he said that he did not want me to go to prison. I knew it. Yet I was so stupid, so stubborn, I went around the corner, drugs still in the car, and waited to see who was going to go to prison and who wasn't. It just so happened two people on my, who's working for me, went because they had drugs on them, and 15 didn't, along with a few other people that had nothing to do with me. And I creeped around the block and gave them their drugs on top of the drugs that the two other people wouldn't have. And I went back to the hotel that I was staying in and just waited for the phone call. And the phone call was, "We don't have no more. Money's intact. Come pick up." And that's just what I did. Even when God had made it so that I didn't have to go to prison, I still, being in such a foolish state of mind, turned the blessing into a curse. Why am I telling you about that? Because we are his angels and favorable for their soul, giving the soul to Christ so they can begin to live and not be imprisoned. We are supposed to be there for them, literally, so that they can have the ability to know that Christ has sent us so that we can be fruitful. I could not see how beautiful it is to have a God, even though I'm paying no attention to him, none, that he would still be working on my behalf. I couldn't understand it. I got to be honest with you. I could not understand it. The only thing I understood, I wanted to, what I call, was living. And all I was doing was taking life consistently. See, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And because of the drugs, because of my attitude, because of where I was, just existing, I was his advocate and making his soul can die. I was still in dreams. Just to think about it, it's just horrible. I thought I had it going on. I thought that I had it going on, when in fact I was about nothing. What are we about? Truly, if we wanted to, or let's say, let's allow ourselves the ability to make a comparison between us and Christ. Everything that has to do with Him had to do with giving that which caused somebody to be revived, that allows somebody to know that it's going to be okay, even if they was extremely sick. Everything that had to do with them, to do with somebody knowing that he was sent by God. We're going to finish this tomorrow. Are you doing that which caused somebody to know that you were sent by God? Are you doing that which caused somebody to simply say, you're just existing, living day by day, existing day by day? Because if you're living, the difference between working from God and the devil, it's like night and day. Sure, I love you. Take care.